Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If you've ever thought to yourself, "My child doesn't seem to realize how their words and actions affect other people," I want you to take a deep breath and know that what you're seeing is completely normal, beautiful development happening right before your eyes. Let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. When children are 5 or 6 years old, their brains are in one of the most wonderful developmental windows for learning something called perspective taking. This is the ability to understand that other people have thoughts, feelings, and experiences that are different from their own. And here's the beautiful part: this skill doesn't just appear overnight. It emerges gradually, like a flower opening its petals to the morning sun. Research shows us something truly fascinating. At ages 5 and 6, children are actively building the cognitive and emotional skills they need to understand how their words and actions affect others. This capacity, which scientists call theory of mind, develops as their brains grow the ability to recognize that other people have inner worlds just as rich and real as their own. Studies demonstrate that cognitive perspective taking at this age is directly linked to moral development and social competence. So when your child says something that seems unkind or does something without thinking about how it might hurt someone else, they're not being mean. They're learning. They're in a critical learning phase about empathy and social impact. The National Academies of Sciences emphasizes that social awareness and relationship skills require explicit teaching and supportive environments during these formative years. This isn't something children just pick up automatically. They need our patient guidance, our modeling, and our gentle teaching to help them connect the dots between their actions and other people's feelings. Now, let me share something that Dr. Dan Siegel, a clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA School of Medicine, teaches us. He emphasizes that empathy in all its forms is encouraged and cultivated through science-based, emotion-inspiring immersion in understanding the inner world of human development. What does this mean for you as a parent? It means that when you help your child notice feelings, when you narrate social situations, when you gently point out the connection between their actions and someone else's response, you are literally helping their brain build the neural pathways for empathy. The Roots of Empathy Organization, which is an evidence-based program serving children ages 5 to 13, notes that perspective-taking skills, which they call cognitive empathy, help children understand how their behavior or words can hurt others. This enables children to build connections and healthy relationships, which leads to inclusion and integration. Isn't that wonderful? You're not just teaching your child to be polite. You're helping them build the foundation for meaningful relationships throughout their entire life. So what can you do to support this beautiful development? Let me share some gentle, research-backed approaches that the magic book and I have seen work beautifully. First, narrate emotions when you see them. When you're at the park and you notice another child looking sad, you might say something like, "I wonder if that little one is feeling sad because their friend had to go home. What do you think?" This helps your child start to notice and name emotions in others. Second, connect actions to feelings explicitly. When your child does something kind, point it out. You gave your friend a turn with the toy and look at their smile. Your kindness made them feel happy. And when something goes differently, you can say, "When you took the toy without asking, your friend felt surprised and sad. Let's think about what we could do differently next time." Third, model empathy in your own life. When you make a mistake, acknowledge it. "Oh, I spoke sharply just then, and I can see that hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. I was feeling frustrated, but that doesn't make it okay to use that tone." This shows your child that everyone is learning and that noticing our impact on others is something we practice throughout our whole lives. Fourth, read stories together that show characters learning about empathy and social impact. And this is where I want to tell you about a story that might be especially helpful right now. In the book of Inara, we have a beautiful story called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly. In this story, Theo and Miles discover that their parents' bedroom holds gentle echoes of caring conversations, and they learn that adults have invisible worries too, and that small acts of kindness can help heal hearts. This story is so special because it teaches children to notice that other people, even grown-ups, have feelings that might not be visible on the outside. When Theo and Miles discover these gentle echoes, they begin to understand that their words and actions create ripples in the hearts of the people around them. After reading this story, you can help your child notice how their words and actions affect family members by pointing out the connection between their kindness and others' smiles or relief. The research is so clear on this. Children at this age are actively learning social impact awareness, and with patient guidance that validates their developmental stage, they build the foundation for lifelong empathy and responsible relationships. You're not dealing with a child who lacks empathy. You're nurturing a child whose empathy is growing day by day, moment by moment. I want you to remember something important. This learning takes time. Years, actually. Your child's brain is doing incredibly complex work right now, building connections between understanding their own feelings, recognizing feelings in others, and then bridging to understand how their behavior affects those feelings. That's a lot of cognitive heavy lifting for a 5 or 6-year-old brain. So when your child says something that seems thoughtless or does something without considering how it might affect someone else, take a breath. This is your opportunity to be their gentle guide. You might say something like, "I noticed when you said that, your friend's face looked sad. I wonder if those words hurt their feelings. What do you think we could say instead?" The magic book reminds us that children learn best when they feel safe, seen, and supported. When we approach these teaching moments with patience and warmth rather than frustration or shame, we create the conditions for real learning to happen. We help our children understand that making mistakes is part of learning, and that we're all on this journey of understanding each other together. You are doing such beautiful work, wonderful parent. Every time you help your child notice someone else's feelings, every time you narrate a social situation, every time you gently connect their actions to someone else's response, you are planting seeds of empathy that will grow throughout their entire life. This is some of the most important work you will ever do as a parent. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories that help, with wisdom that supports, and with the reminder that you are exactly the parent your child needs. Find The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly and other beautiful stories about empathy and kindness in the Book of Inara app. Your child is learning, you are teaching with such love and patience, and together, you are building a foundation of empathy that will serve them for a lifetime. With love and starlight, Inara.